Exclusive: Aurora City Council member on exposing trend in Aragua after smears, now we have the feds coming in. By Hannah Knudsen on February 12, 2025. Now the feds are coming in and going after Venezuelan gang members by the hundreds. Aurora City Council member Danielle Jarinski, who endured constant smears from officials after bringing a spotlight to trend in Aragua activity in her city, said during an appearance on Breitbart News Daily. Jarinski is the woman who brought the gang activity in Aurora to the national headlines. And she, despite denials from officials and smears against her name, was proven to be right after all. She walked through how she discovered this activity, explaining that it all began when she heard that Denver was busing illegal immigrants into Aurora and taking over area hotels. "I found out because one of my employees was caught up in this. American citizens were thrown out of this hotel and given no notice. By the way, because the hotel doesn't have to give you notice. Over 40 families were thrown out. So when I found out that Denver started busing illegals into Aurora, that was the first flag that went up," she said, noting that the next flag was the incident over the summer which saw thousands of individuals, presumably, mostly from Venezuela, taking over a major intersection in Aurora, totally undetected by law enforcement, shooting guns off in the air. "This wasn't peaceful. Folks were trapped in their cars, walking out of Target, walking out of cold on a Sunday afternoon with their children. Some couldn't get to their cars. Some got to their cars and then couldn't even back out and work. Literally trapped in this parking lot for over 7 hours. That is when I started making real noise," she said, explaining that, at that time, a police officer reached out to her and tipped her off on what else was going on behind the scenes, alerting her that members of Trend Aragua were in the city as well. "So they started feeding me some more information about calls that they were responding to. 911 calls coming in that they were responding to. Many that they weren't responding to, and then they told me that they had taken over entire apartment complexes," she said, then describing how a reporter reached out to her and showed her what she now calls the viral video, all the men coming up the staircase with the guns. The reporter told her there was one family that had reached out that has been unable to get help and escape the apartment building. "If they opened their door at any given time, those armed men were on the other side. I mean, you, they were trapped." The supporter told me this. "I said, oh my God. I said, you have got to get me involved," she said. Jarinski said she got in contact with him, rallied her own team, and they went in and rescued the family, getting them out of the building. "When I first entered the building, I was chased. I was chased up two flights of stairs by a young, military-aged men who only I can imagine were connected to Trend Aragua. So it started off a little rough," she recalled, describing the backlash she received at the time from public officials, some of whom accused her of spreading hateful migrant rhetoric. Because officials would not listen to her about these gang members terrorizing other individuals, including migrants, she began to go undercover and recording these folks and hearing their stories and releasing them constantly on social media. "I was releasing them constantly, and finally, I made a public plea to the governor, and I said, Governor Polis, please. I am begging you to put politics aside. I have a video that I would like to show you, and I would really like to speak with you." He turned around the next morning. He called the police on me, and he reported that I had committed the crime of withholding evidence in an investigation, she said. "So I will fast forward a little bit. I remember there were some arrests. That was the first time when the rest of us were like, well, what the heck? We were just told this was a figment of your imagination. And now here are some people arrested," she said, explaining that she continued to beat the drum. "But one story," she said, "broke the dam, of a husband and his pregnant wife. After one story I released of a pregnant woman and her husband, when the woman was speaking, she now had a 2-week-old baby in her arms, but I recorded them speaking out about how, you know, she was very pregnant. They got behind on their rent. The gang came by, held them down and physically burned them with scalding water," she said. "So when I released that video, when I released that testimony, all of a sudden, APD says, oh, we are aware of this. We have made 10 arrests over the past few months. You've made 10 arrests over the past few months, but you guys are totally unaware of this gang and this gang activity. Wow." So that was when arrests were first announced, she revealed. "Everything calmed down after the election," she said, because the left was no longer trying to bury the story like they were before President Trump won. This past December is when it really exploded. The doors came flying off the hinges. A migrant couple's finally called 911. These people had been too afraid to call 911. But this couple, husband and wife, finally called 911 and reported that they had been kidnapped. They had been stabbed. They ripped a fingernail off of the woman with pliers. They beat them. They robbed them. Took everything they had. The man had tools. He was trying to find work here. He had a lot of tools. Robbed them of everything. When that came out, that was it. That was when it turned into sheer crickets. A lot of local media has now been running positive profile stories on me. They're trying to walk back a lot of what they did, Jurinski said. But when that couple came out, it was December 19th, and you can read that story. They were tortured. They were kidnapped and tortured. They were extorted. They said how they were paying their rent to the gang every month. Everything that I had been saying for months and months, this couple just said happened to them. And that's when it was pretty much over, she continued. Aurora police made almost 19 arrests at that time, so they admitted to 10 before now there was 19 in one day. Now we have the feds coming in, going after them by the hundreds, the councilwoman added. Listen. Breitbart Middle. Danielle Jurinski, February 11, 2025. Breitbart News Daily airs on Sirius XM Patriot 125 from 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern.